This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Counting of votes for the assembly elections in Bihar will begin at 8 a.m. tomorrow. The votes will be counted at 46 counting centres across 38 districts of Bihar. The polling for assembly elections for 243 constituencies was held in two phases. The electronic voting machines, EVMs, in which the electoral fortune of all 2,616 candidates have been sealed, are kept under tight security in strong rooms. Talking to Akashvani News Chief Electoral Officer of Bihar, Vinod Singh Gunjial said the EVMs and VVPATs used in the polling have been sealed inside strong rooms under a three-layer security system. He said elaborate security arrangements are in place at all the counting centres. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the credit guarantee scheme for exporters, approved by the Union Cabinet yesterday, will boost global competitiveness, ensure smooth business operations, and will help India become a self-reliant nation. In a series of social media posts, Mr. Modi lauded the decisions taken by the Union Cabinet. He added that the Export Promotion Mission will improve export competitiveness, help MSMEs, first-time exporters and sectors that are labour-intensive. Mr. Modi mentioned that EPM brings together key stakeholders to build a mechanism that is outcome-based and effective. The Prime Minister further asserted that the Union Cabinet's decision of rationalisation of royalty rates for critical minerals will boost sustainability and self-reliance. He highlighted that this move will strengthen supply chains and create new job opportunities. Botswana will today hand over cheetahs for translocation to India under Project Cheetah. This was announced during the joint press briefing yesterday at the end of bilateral talks between President Draupadi Murmu and her Botswana counterpart Duma Boko. Today, President Murmu is also scheduled to interact with the members of the Indian community in Botswana before concluding her visit. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today expressed gratitude to South Korean Foreign Minister Cho Hyun and Foreign Affairs Minister of Singapore Vivian Balakrishnan for expressing their support and solidarity after the Delhi blast incident. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that India values the sentiments of Singapore and South Korea's gesture of support. Delhi Metro Rail Corporation has said that Lal Kila Metro Station will remain closed till further notice due to security reasons. In a social media post, it said that all other stations are functional as normal. The Lal Kila Metro Station was closed after the blast in a car near Red Fort in Delhi on Monday. The Supreme Court has directed the governments of Punjab and Haryana to file a status report on the measures taken to curb stubble burning, which contributes to the air pollution crisis in the Delhi NCR region. A bench of Chief Justice of India, B.R. Gavai, and Justice K. Vinod Chandran directed the states to file the report, stating that it will hear the issue of air pollution in Delhi NCR next week. India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over Kerala and Mahe today. Cold wave to severe cold wave conditions over Chhattisgarh, East Rajasthan and East Madhya Pradesh will prevail today. Shallow to moderate fog conditions and drop in minimum temperature by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius is predicted over Northeast India. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR continues to be in the severe category. The longest government shutdown in US has ended with President Donald Trump signing the legislation passed by Congress to temporarily fund federal operations. The standoff between the Republicans and the Democrats that paralyzed the government for 43 days broke yesterday when the House of Representatives voted to approve the legislation passed by the Senate to end the stalemate. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading around 0.3% up in afternoon trade today. The Sensex gained 253 points to 84,720, while the Nifty added 76 points to 25,951 when reports last came in. And in FIDE Chess World Cup, Grandmaster Arjun Erigasi, R. Pragyanand and Pental Harikrishna will play round 4 tie breaks in Goa today at 3 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.